News. Arizona's afternoon news. KTAR News. KTAR News. 92.3 FM.
We've been following this story all week. KTAR News has been following the tragic story of Guatemalan immigrants just being dropped off, not a couple, not 10 or 20, but by the hundreds, not only in Phoenix, but around Arizona. And because ICE is dropping these people off, what are these churches doing? What are these people doing? Well, we've actually spoken to several immigrants and the reasons that they came here. And our own KTAR News reporter, Nylea Leon, has talked to these people. Nylea, thanks for joining us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys.
So you spoke to immigrant families who were dropped off by ICE. And is it at the First United Congregational Church?
Yes.
Who did you speak with and where are they from?
Basically, I spoke to two women and one man. They're from Guatemala. They've been here for maybe 22 to maybe 3 days here. Some of them came by bus. Some of them came by foot, and they come with their kids as well.
All these people you've spoken with, they have their children with them right now.
Yes. Two of the women, one of them was actually a widow. She came with her 3-year-old child, I believe, and then all of them had one kid with them. So, yeah, they brought their kids along through the journey. The guy that I spoke to, he was walking by foot from Guatemala for 10 days, and he's been here for 22 days now.
Mm. Nylea Leon is joining us. She spoke to immigrant families who were dropped off by ICE here in the Valley at the First United Congregational Church. Okay, so two women with families, one man also with family. What's the reason they came to the United States? Is it what we hear about Guatemala, the crime, the gangs? Why did they come here?
So surprisingly, when I started interviewing these people, I would have expected for it to be the violence and just everything that they go through back in Guatemala, but that wasn't the case when I spoke to
really?
All of them. Yeah.
What was the case?
The main case was that they're poor. All of them, that's the same word they used every time I interviewed them. They're poor. They don't have money to send their kids to school. They don't have a job to sustain their home. The woman that I spoke to told me that she left her country and she didn't leave behind a home because she didn't have one.
Where did she live? On the street?
She lived on the street before she came here. Mm. So she really didn't have anything to bring with her.
Goodness.
If it's poverty and not violence that we hear about El Salvador, the MS-13 gangs wanting, you know, boys to come into the gang, and if not, they're killed.
It seems like an urgent reason to leave.
Exactly. That it's almost like a war-torn country or almost like a civil war going on in El Salvador. Is Guatemala pushing these people here or saying, hey, just go to America. We can't really support you. Or is it something else?
What did the families tell you?
So from what I got from the family was I asked them, did you hear that maybe there might be buses bringing over here people? Is it a case where they're telling you, hey, there's buses bringing people to the border where they can help you? And they're like, no. Even one of the guys that I asked, he got really, I guess, defensive when I told him that. He's like, no, they don't even provide for anyone. It's not the case here. The country doesn't help us out when it comes to that.
Or give them advice on leaving and going to America?
Exactly. No. He's like, I did this on my own. Hmm. I came here because I had to, because there's nothing else that I could do.
There's no opportunity.
There's no opportunity.
Them.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
So ICE has dropped off hundreds of immigrants here in the Valley. We've been talking about it all week. KTAR reporter Nylea Leon has spoken to several of these immigrants at one of the churches. So what problems did they face getting to the border? You said everybody that you talked to was from Guatemala. And what problems did they encounter with a border patrol?
So interestingly, the woman that was the widow that I spoke to, she told me that once she reached the border, she obviously was in jail for a couple of days, but they took her stuff away. They took her money away. When she asked them to give her back her stuff, when she crossed over to Arizona, obviously, they didn't give her back her items. She came here with no money, no shoes. She even explained to me, she's like, I don't have any shoes. I don't have any clothes.
So at the border, she had money and some clothes and some shoes. She was put in a detention center, and the money and the clothes and the shoes were never given back to her?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
It's not normal when you're arrested in jail as a U.S. citizen.
I mean,
they take your stuff.
You should get your money back.
Well, yeah, and they should give you all your valuables back that you walked into the jail with. I don't know if ICE is doing this on purpose or if this is just, again, ICE is so overwhelmed from what we understand. Maybe they lose. I have no idea. But that does sound odd that ICE would say, nope, that's all mine, and would not give a woman back her own shoes. That just sounds odd to me.
When you go home tonight, and you lay your head down on the pillow and you think about what you went through today, going to a church, seeing people that don't have a home, what are you going to remember most?
Just looking at all those families where it's like, I'm Hispanic, I get to see all these people with their kids, especially their kids. I mean, I understand that you would want to bring your families over here to give them a better living, but I just don't know if I could go through bringing my kids through such a long journey just because they told me that they suffered from hunger, sleepless nights. I mean, it's just heartbreaking to see these kids.
The struggle
that they go through just to get here. And then especially the woman that told me that she is here with nothing. I think that's really heartbreaking for me.
Let me ask you, though, and this sounds kind of cruel, but again, the stories and the reports that we read, we don't know what is true and what is not true. From what I read, if you are a woman with kids, you get better treatment and you have a faster track than, say, 26-year-old man from Guatemala or Mexico and claim asylum and say, I'm just by myself, that if you bring a child, at least you get a faster track or an easier track, not to diminish what they've gone through. Is that the case? Have you heard those stories as well?
It could be the case, but I didn't see it when I went to go interview them. I don't believe so. Obviously,
nobody said it would be easier if I brought my kids to stay in the United States.
No. The main reason is what from the women that I spoke to was because they want their kids to go to school. That's the main thing. They bring them over here because when they were in Guatemala, they can't provide. Sometimes you have to pay to send your kids to a better school. So at times they don't even want to send them to a school where it's like they're not going to get the best education that they can get.
KTAR reporter Nailea Leon is joining us. She spoke to immigrant families who were dropped off by ICE at the First United Congregational Church in the Valley. Where are the people that you talked to today headed? Are they staying in Arizona or are they leaving?
No, most of them are leaving. They are actually leaving tonight. So the man that I spoke to, he's headed to Tennessee. I think he got his ticket from his brother-in-law that they're sending him off tonight.
Okay.
Two of the women are actually headed to the East Coast where the hurricanes are going on. So
wow.
One of them is going to South Carolina and the other one is headed to Florida. So they actually had their tickets for this week, but they had to delay them because of the hurricanes. They weren't able to be sent out.
If they don't have a family member here, where do they go?
If they don't find a family member, I actually don't know what happens to them.
They probably can stay, I would assume, at the church as long as the church can support them, I would
think. Or a shelter.
Right.
Try and get a job, start making a little bit of money.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to do that, though, with no ID?
The people that you talk to, do they speak any English?
No,
none.
They don't. No.
So you spoke to them in Spanish?
Yeah, I spoke to them in fully Spanish. Not a word. I said, actually, good morning, and they just look at nothing. None of them speak any fluent English.
Nailea Leon speaking to several of these immigrants. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys.